Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, glad to be here.
Me too.
We got something kind of new today. Typically, what we would be doing right now is kicking off a new series because we just finished our last one. If you missed that, you can go back and take a listen to the last several episodes. But typically, we would be kicking off a new series today, but we are not. Instead, what we're going to do, Steph, is we're going to tease our next series that's coming up that we will roll out next week. We've been kind of working on the background when we've got a document that we work through that has all these ideas and stuff on it. And we got to the planning of the new series and we didn't really like anything we had fully. I mean, it was good stuff on there, don't you think?
Like, yeah, it was good stuff.
There's good stuff on there, but I don't know, it just didn't hit. Mm-hmm. So we sat down to do some planning, and which didn't give us enough time to have a full episode ready for today. But when we started doing the planning, we realized we had a really good idea that is going to be really fun to talk through. And I think that everybody can sort of relate to this idea. And it's even got a cool title. We were joking around that it would make a cool book title. Like, if I saw this on a book, I would buy the book.
I would too.
So I think it's really cool. So, Steph, tell them what our next series is going to be, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit, tease it a little bit, and we will see you guys next week with the series. So, Steph, tell them the name of the series coming up.
Okay. You ready?
Ready.
Sneaky Golden Calves.
Sneaky Golden Calves. Sneaky Golden Calves. What do you think about that?
I love it.
Yeah, it's a really cool title. So if you're sitting there going, what? Were we now dairy people or something? Farmers? No. What we're going to talk through is the idols, the golden calves that are in our lives that we don't really realize are. And so when you think of, when we say the word idol in our current common, you know, our current American culture, Christian American culture, we typically think of golden calves, like in the Bible, when it references those, or graven images is another way to put it. Like we think of little Buddha statues or whatever, like these little false gods or fake idols. And so it ends up, I kind of making us think, oh, well, we don't have any false idols. We don't worship any false idols. And what we realize is there's a lot of sneaky golden calves in our lives, a lot of them. And we tend to end up worshiping something or something being an idol in our life, and we don't even realize it.
It's like top priority.
And they can sneak in quick. Yeah. What do you mean? So say what you're
saying. So top priority. So it's something that we are looking to the most for our comfort, for like our, what else would I say?
And it's, like you said, it's priority. It's so there is a throne in all of our lives, and something is sitting in the throne of our lives. And of course, it should be our Creator. It should be God our Father. You know, it should be the Trinitarian God that we worship, because He's the only one that has really the right to and deserves to sit in the throne of our lives. But unfortunately, oftentimes we end up having stuff that sort of sneaks in and takes His place in our lives.
Yeah, it takes our attention. Yeah, there we go.
And it becomes the, like you said, it becomes the top priority. Attention, affection, everything in our life starts to serve that thing, and we don't realize that it's happening.
Yeah, there we go.
And any of those things that we place in God's throne in our lives are going to let us down, because they're not built to carry the weight of glory and worship that God is intended to carry in our lives, right? And so we end up worshiping whatever's in that throne. We end up worshiping these false idols, or like we're calling them.
Yeah.
We end up worshiping these golden calves that have sort of snuck into that spot. And when I say worship, you know, that's another word that we kind of become kind of flippant about, and we just determine that worship is singing some songs at church or throwing the K-Love down on the road as we go, right, with our hands up, right? And that's not really what worship is either. It's the totality of our lives serving something with everything that we have. It's our, like you said, it's our attention, it's our affection, it's our desires, it's
identity,
where we get our identity from, it's where we get our peace from, It's what makes us feel whole.
That, yeah.
All those things, we end up worshiping these sneaky golden calves that come into our lives. And I think a lot of times we don't even realize it. And so we decided to do a series where we talk through those sneaky golden calves. And just in us prepping this series, which we, of course, haven't recorded yet. We're going to record it next week. Just in prepping it, when we came up with this list, I had at least three or four when we talked through them that I knew seasons of my life where that was a sneaky golden calf for me. And we talked through them, me and Stephanie, her husband Jonathan, who does all the back end stuff of our podcast. We were talking through it, and I had four right off the bat. And I think through the whole list, I think that there's been seasons in my life where all of these have been sneaky golden calves for me, idols that I have worshipped that have become the priority in my life. And so we're just going to spend some time talking about them. So, Steph, let's give them the list, and then we'll just cliffhang it and leave it as a teaser.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to do, I think, eight of these?
Yes, right? Eight.
All right. List them.
All right. And this is in no particular order.
Right. We don't even know how we're going to do them. I think what we might do week one, we haven't decided fully, but I think what we're doing for week one is entertainment.
Yes.
We think. Entertainment being a sneaky golden calf. When we say entertainment, think hobbies, but also think your phone, for example. Mm-hmm. Video games, games on the phone, scrolling on the phone, Instagram, Facebook, right? YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Think Netflix, think entertainment in our lives, also including hobbies, but also that phone. We're going to get to that probably first.
Yes.
What else you got?
So it'll be entertainment, children.
Children, yeah. So people tend to, I'm a parent, people tend to, that first kid comes along and all of a sudden they're the top priority of all things. The whole world revolves around that kid. You start to base everything around that child. And I've seen lots of marriages. Valerie and I are trying for this not to be ours. I've seen lots of marriages where the kids become so much of a top priority that when the kids grow up and leave home like they're supposed to do, the marriage falls apart because they've now, the sneaky golden calf has left and their marriage crumbles, right? They don't know what to do because the kid has been the center of all things. That's another one. What else you got?
Reputation,
right? This is one I've struggled with. You know, think what people think of me, right? That I am so driven by my priority in life. Everything arranges around what somebody going to think. I'm always crafting an image or worried about how I'm seen or who's following me, right? All those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Think about those. Think about those families in the 1950s that you might have had problems, but you pretended like you didn't because what you really cared about the most was the neighbors thinking that you had your perfect little family behind your perfect little white fence, right? That kind of idea.
Mm-hmm. So the next one, career.
Career, yeah. Mm-hmm. I talked to Steph about this one. Me and Jonathan were talking about this. I said that, you know, for a lot of men in particular, but also women, Steph chimed in, said also women, that, you know, what you do becomes who you are, right? It becomes, if somebody asked you who you are, the first thing you say is whatever it is you do. And the career becomes everything in life now serves my job as a pastor or my job as a teacher or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. That's another sneaky golden calf. What else?
Money,
for sure, right? Mm-hmm. That everything's driving to get as much as you can. And we talked about the fact that these idols that we worship, they're not worth our worship. And so they're going to let us down. And so money is one of those things where you get what you can get, and it's never enough, right? It's never, ever enough.
No, money's you're always sure. Wanting more.
Always want yep. more. What else you got?
Addictions,
right? So alcohol, drugs are primary ones. Of course, there's other addictions. But when your life starts to revolve around, let me set my schedule up so that I can drink. Let me set my schedule up so that I can smoke or whatever it ends up being. You have a sneaky golden calf on your hand that stepped into the throne of your life and it's ruling. It's reigning. What else you got?
Relationships.
So this can cover marriage relationships, friendships, right? But think about marriage relationships for a second. You know, we all have maybe done this before, but we all have probably know some people that what becomes the top thing in their life is this other person or their marriage. It, you know, it's not to say that marriage is not something you should focus on, but it shouldn't be the top main thing in your life, right? Your key relationship, the most important relationship of your life, would be the one with God Almighty Himself. Mm-hmm. And then you build the other relationships based on that relationship. But when another person, or a marriage, or a boyfriend, girlfriend, or a friend group pops up in the top spot and everything revolves around it, you're in trouble. And that's definitely a sneaky one. I see it a lot as a pastor with lots and lots of couples. One more, right?
Yeah, last one.
Last one. What is it? I have no idea.
Y'all ready? Politics.
Politics.
I saved that for last.
You did that one on last on purpose. Oh, my goodness. I have a lot to say about this one. We talked considerably about this an hour ago, too, that there are. Now, this has always been the case, and it's not just American.
Right.
But there are lots of people who nationalism or the state of their country or who's in the White House is the most important thing in their life. Now, they may not tell you that if you ask them what's the most important thing in your life. They might say God. But if what they talk about incessantly is politics, and what they focus on is politics, and what they're constantly worried about is if this person is not in the White House, then everything goes to hell. If that's the case, then that is a sneaky golden calf that has come in. And this is prevalent in our culture right now and prevalent in Christianity in America right now. It is prevalent.
Yeah, it is.
Christian nationalism is what this is called. And it is not a good thing, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't be involved in your country and politics. I think that the Bible commends us to pay taxes, to vote, to respect and pray for leadership and all those things. It commends us to be good citizens, but it also commends us at the same time to have a mindset that we're not citizens of this nation. We're citizens of another nation, right? Of a heavenly nation, of the kingdom of God instead. And that's priority always, right? And so Christian nationalism is a big, big deal right now. And lots of people, this idea of politics or the economy or who's in the White House has snuck in like a golden calf, and it's being worshipped by our time and our energy and our effort and our affection and our attention and all those things. And it's displaced God from that throne spot in our lives, for sure. Mm-hmm. That one's going to be a fun one to talk through. And lots of people will get upset, right? So, yeah, that's the last one. So it's going to be a pretty fun series, don't you think?
Yes, I am so ready for this one.
It's going to be really good. So we're going to kick it off next week. There's your cliffhanger. And next week we also have a special surprise as we launch this first week of the series. And so this one will take us about 8 weeks. And then we actually even decided on the next series. We'll go ahead, and since we're doing spoiler alerts right now, we'll go ahead and do it too. The series we're going to do after this one is going to be several episodes on how to read your Bible, right? And so we'll go through all kinds of stuff on how to read your Bible.
I'm excited.
That'll be really practical and helpful, because reading your Bible consistently and in a way that puts it into practice, because just reading it is not the goal, right? It's to apply it to our lives, right? It's for us to be in the Word enough where the Word reads us, and then it affects our actions and how we live. It is difficult to do. It is very difficult. Me and you talked about things that are difficult for us to do as Christians on some other series that we did, and reading the Bible is really hard to do. So we're going to talk through how to read the Bible, a simple sort of thing. So that's our next two series. And so next week, join us for the first week of Sneaky Golden Calves with a special surprise. Stay tuned for that.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. See you later.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.